So you all are live.
Okay. And how do we know how many have joined? We'll give a few minutes for people to join, and maybe Kanishka can let us know in the comments when we are ready or more people have joined.
Yeah.
I think either way, 8 o'clock we should start anyway. So let's get started.
Okay. Welcome one and all. Welcome to the first edition of the Global Hackathon LinkedIn Live event. We had a very fantastic, about 5,600 plus people kind of posted their ideas into this Global Hackathon. And what best than to, you know, celebrate the fantastic ideas that we have had, the top three. So I would like to welcome our host, Rajneesh, CTO Scient. Hi, Rajneesh. And I will also like to introduce the panelists with our first winners. The grand prize of the project is DecadeX 2.0, Aditya Gupta, Mayank Bansal, Aditya Pal Singh, Abhinav Naran. And the project that they had done was called DecadeX 2.0. It's an automated solution for AI-powered analytics. And what impressed us was the AI-powered data analytics tools it had. And it was kind of a Swiss knife with many, many things that can be quickly deployed and used. So which was fantastic. So kudos, guys, and congratulations for having won the grand prize. And next on the list is Sayansh. And he had done a project on linear programming demand and supply optimizer. So imagine Amazon's traveling salesman problem on steroids. So that's what he had created. And it is having a fantastic set of applications that can be done with it. So I would also like to congratulate you, Sayansh, for a fantastic project.
Thank you.
Cool. So I would also like to welcome you one and all. Thank you for joining in. The numbers are growing. I know we already had 70 at the start of it. There are a few more upcoming. So welcome one and all. This is going to be a fantastic session where Rajneesh will lead and ask our winners a few questions. And just to give you a quick background, this was one of our first hackathons, and we have had some really cool projects and ideas coming out of it. And just an FYI, the second edition is also upcoming in 2024. So I would really encourage and encourage you to participate, spread the word, you know. And over to you, Rajneesh.
Thank you, Sunil, and welcome everyone. And pleasure to talk to the winners of our first global hackathon, scientific global hackathon, right? It was a pleasure to look at some of the ideas that came on board and work with many of you to understand that as well in the early stage of this hackathon. I'm assuming all of you are also experienced that through this hackathon, right? And felt some of the ideas that you brought being recognized. But let me just take a step back and just talk about what we were looking to achieve in that innovation, right? The hackathon, right? We believe that our customers and the whole industry is going to go through three major changes in the next decade based on our discussion with customer. And the themes for this was aligned to that. One is on the digital engineering. Second was on autonomous systems. And third was on sustainable engineering, right? Or sustainability in general. And we believe these are three key themes that will drive innovation and bring in next level of evolution for our customers. And sometimes even more critical to be involved in these three areas and bring in innovation to stay relevant and stay competitive in the market, right? So that's how powerful these three areas are for the industrial and aerospace, transportation, or healthcare customers that we work with, right? And therefore, any innovation in this area is very important for us. And the ideas that came to the table, all 5,000 of them, and then the next shortlisted were all important. But all of you brought it to the next stage where we were really able to see the impact of those ideas moving through the stage and see how it can be really utilized for our customers and take it to the next stage. And also see the innovation that you were bringing to the table, right? So that's why you got selected as the top three. First of all, congratulations for getting there and thank you for participating with us as well. So my first question to all of you, right, maybe we'll go through, I'll start with Mayank, you, is that how was your experience going through it, right? And what was your takeaway from the event and anything that you want to share in terms of how the experience was or any reaction you had based on the discussions that we had in the hackathon?
So, yeah. So it was a great experience. Like we got to learn a lot. Like as a team, we grew a lot. We had to search all the things we can deploy in this project. So it surely increased our capabilities. And the interesting thing was the problem statement we were given. Like how can we empower in business using AI? So that is a good problem. Like every business needs to have some kind of AI solution in their business. So it was a great experience to be working with.
Okay, great. Yeah, and I think your idea, I think your team's idea in general was very powerful and we were able to see the progress you made through this journey, right? Over a period of, the entire period was probably about 3 months, but through the specific period of development where the impact made was very visible. So thank you for that. Maybe let me go to Aditya Singh, right? How did How did you come up with the steps required or the idea for this, right? Based on the bigger theme that we gave, right? And what was the thought behind it, right? What were your thoughts and how did you approach this whole process?
Okay, sure. See, as we all know, AI was already at a boom. All around the people were using AI. So we also knew how to use an AI. But reading a problem statement, that was a sustainability one. We all sat and thought that what does a company require? Like, we don't know how to run a company. I think my two fellows know, but like I'm a student, I don't know how to run a company. But if I see from my mind, I know that I should know what is happening in my company. So we thought of that we should make an AI chatbot that could answer anything about your company. And like, if I want to know what's happening wrong in my company. So we came up with the feature that is anomaly detection. So we just used up our minds and thought that what is the problem that we can solve using our AI. So I think that is how we came up with this solution.
Great. Thank you, Aditya. Sayash, over to you. You did this area, which is very important for us, which is on the supply chain of the demand supply optimizer for the EV tool, right? So that was the solution that you had developed. EV is a very important topic for not just India, but globally, right? What were your thoughts in terms of approaching this and what aspect of this problem was most exciting for you?
I believe getting a tangible output of sorts from a research-aligned problem excites me. And that is what I found at the intersection of EV, supply chain, and involving data science into it, right? So that is where I got excited and tried to build a solution for an existing problem, which is out there in the field.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, this has definitely a lot of relevance in India. Have you thought about the applicability of this and how it can improve? Maybe your thoughts on how it can really help globally as well as India as a country.
So right, again, as I mentioned in the hackathon as well, I intend to make it an open public research paper of sorts, collaborating with my alma mater, IIT Madras. And I mean, I believe in open innovation, and so that people can build upon it, and we share and discuss knowledge instead of hiding it in silos and developing in private. So I believe it will help the world in one way or another.
Yeah, thank you, Faish. Well done. Let me come to you, Abhinav, and your quick thoughts during the hackathon, right? What part of the experience was good for you and most proud moment for you? And feel free to probably call out what is an area of improvement that you found through the hackathon as well. Either of them.
Okay, so first of all, it was a great hackathon, and the problem statement was also great. We approached the problem statement in a way that yes, we have to digitize an enterprise, but we shouldn't be restricted or focusing on the size of enterprise. Like, it could be a small scale business, it could be a large scale business. So we had to approach the problem statement in a way that it can cater to most of the you can say domain. And that was the most thoughtful part of our solution. Like, we designed the features that could be used. That if you like look at our platform, it is very easy to use and it is very like understandable. So that was also one of our focus. Like, it should be easy to use and it should mean something to the user. And also personally, I learned a great deal about AI. Aditya being the expert in backend, and Mayank being the expert in front end. So these guys were also great mentors to us. And AI is the thing of future. So it is going to probably replace all the analysts out there. So yeah, we aim to create the proof of concept of that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, good to know the learnings you had, but at the same time, I think we learned a lot from the ideas that came in, and it was definitely something that we want to encourage and help you to take it to the next stage as well. So Aditya Gupta, maybe as for your team, you can talk a little bit about what are the next steps that you can think of, and how do you think it will help to take it to the next level for this solution?
Okay, so for the next steps, I look for going deep down in this tech. If I am saying this word, the tools which we presented in the hackathon were like first pass. They might be accurate, they might be inaccurate. Like Abhinav mentioned that we are looking for replacing data analysts. We can't replace data analysts right now since we have an accuracy around 60 to 70%. But to take this tech deep into what we look for is accuracy much higher than 90%. So that, yeah, that can be actually usable by industry. The tool which we showed in the hackathon, that was our first pass to what we can see are the real life problems what people are facing. Not exactly people, but exactly the organizations. They want to look deep down in their financials, deep down into what they are doing wrong or doing right going forward, so that they can focus much on if I am doing this particular thing wrong, how can I improve it? That that becomes a very good point for the organization to learn from itself, like from its own data. If we are able to solve the problem, we are able to solve it for, if we are able to solve it for ourselves also, we are able to solve it for other people. So yeah, going forward, we are looking for more deep.
Absolutely.
And also I would like to add to that, like we all have seen the textual features of GPT and its power to understand language. And we all know the one area it lacks in is numbers. GPT cannot understand numbers as well, that well, and it sometimes hallucinates. So that is one thing that we can explore on and we can research on. Because at the end, it's just a model and it's a tokenizer. So it can be tuned to get accuracy for numbers as well. So that is one thing that can boost the accuracy of the features and tools.
That's
good.
Yeah, that's good. Absolutely. So maybe to the entire DecadeX team, based on your learning so far, you understood a little more on the AI side. What are the challenges you faced, and probably for AI in general, when it is taken to organizations to implement and dealing with a lot of data, there's a lot of security and ethics related issues that comes up as well, right? Based on your learning so far, what are the issues or things that you want to suggest or you want to take care in your next projects, right? As to either from security perspective, ethics perspective, an organization should take care. Who want to go?
Yeah. Okay, I will go first. Whenever AI is being talked, we all see that there is a data problem. So if we want to cater that data problem, we can make our models offline to that particular organization. That specifically solves all the security perspective for that organization. And adding to the point, whatever we are trying to build, and specifically for this hackathon, that is purely a plug and play. You can switch out any other AI model you want, but the same pipeline can still be used in any scenario. So that's all from my point.
Sahesh, or anybody else you want to add? Yeah, from
I'd like to add in this. If you're talking about the data of a big organization, the most important part is the security about the data. Like the data must not be leaked. And if we right now we take this product in the market, there is a huge risk about losing the organization's data. So in my opinion, one should or we should as a team should work in securing this data more, because to an organization, its keys, its data. So I think that would be a good point if you are somehow able to secure that data.
Thank you, team. Sayash, any thoughts from your side on AI in general from a security ethics perspective? What are your thoughts?
My solution takes a different approach, but with the same ideals as the DecadeX team. So it my solution depends on crowdsourced data. So it's more of a decentralized approach. Again, that data is does not contain PII or anything which is sensitive in any manner to any organization or an individual. So that works. But yeah, when it comes to PII data or anything sensitive which can be labeled to an organization or an individual, I suppose security would be the foremost concern.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you a different question as a team. Like, how did you celebrate your win, and what was your reaction when you came to know? And did you, when it came to the last stage and when you heard about the final results, how did you celebrate?
Trust me, I couldn't believe that we won the hackathon and the money got debited in our account.
Okay.
So since it was a online hackathon, if it had been an offline event, it the party would have been bigger. But yeah, so it was online. We laughed a lot. Like, what was the time when we were making this, and now we have won. So we have come a long way. So yeah.
So the party actually, I was giving an exam, and go on, Aditya.
No, I was saying that party was also a Google Meet only.
Yeah, I was basically given an exam. So when I came outside and I switched on my internet, I saw that we have won the, and I was like going crazy and calling everybody. Ki, is it true? Is it yes? Ki, haan, jeet gaye hain. So
okay, that was it. Was good. Good to hear that we were able to help you take it to the next stage, and good that you did not stop the exam in between as well. Sayash, how was your experience, and anything you want to share? I mean, it's easy for you to celebrate, but I am sure you celebrated with a bigger team than celebrating a lot.
Of course. No, I have a few close friends who support me in every endeavor that I have. Lucky to have them. So I took them out for a little treat. And even I was surprised that I won, because again, lots of good solutions out there, lots of good engineers out there. It's tough to win a hackathon at this scale. And congrats to all the winners.
Yeah. So there were very good ideas, right? I think the reason why this set of team got selected, right? I want to reemphasize that. One is definitely the first shortlisting was based on the idea, power of the idea, innovation. But second was, how is it being taken to the next stage, right? What is your approach? What's the kind of technology solution that is being applied? How much maturity level it is coming to, right? And do we all, and then the last thing was, how much is it applicable to the customers that we were looking at, right? And how do we take it to the next stage, and how, where we can help you to take it to the next stage as well? So I think those three criteria is what came to the conclusion, and all of you deserve a big applause for getting there. And from our side, we are committed to support you to do what is required, including mentorship or anything more than that as required as you move forward. And probably there are more ideas, right? Different ideas that will come across. Innovation need not be limited to one idea, right? Continue to innovate, continue to think and dream about newer areas, especially from a science perspective. When we design tomorrow together, we are looking at how can we make a more digital, autonomous, and sustainable future for our customers, right? So any ideas there, please feel free to share, and happy to take it forward and work with all of you. Thank you for participating in the event, and looking forward to continuing to the engagement. Any thoughts, any questions anybody wants to share before we open up for Q&A?
I definitely would want to share how we went about it, Rajneesh. The evenings and the meetings that we have had to look at it, and the questions that you asked, you know, are you sure, Sunil, you know, where did this, who are the ones who kind of judged it? Are you sure of that? So the kind of detailing that you went into and quickly understood exactly what each of them were and how we arrived at this fantastic. Thank you, Rajneesh, for giving me this opportunity to even you know, talk to such fantastic people. So I'm very proud, and I'm very happy that it was you guys who have won it. So cool. I'm very happy.
Thank you. Thank you, Sunil, for getting us
over
the line.
Thank you.
Let's see if there are any questions meanwhile. Any comments, questions in the pool?
Yeah, so we open it up. Guys who are listening to this, please feel free to ask your questions in the comment section. We would love to answer a few.
Yeah, while we are waiting for questions, I'm going to continue to ask a few questions and take your inputs on that. Sayash, can you talk a little bit about the technology aspects and the details of implementation that you did and how you got over the line, right? So a little more, probably a technical part of the implementation, right? That's just a high level, right, for our audience and our benefit.
Right. So I would say mine is a more of a modular approach, wherein it is more tech agnostic and depends more on the methodology and the implementation side of things. It could be divided into three parts, which is data collection, wherein you crowdsource data for a particular city or a new location where you want to launch an EV fleet or an EV network of charging stations. So again, that covers the decentralization part and data collection part, which is usually the most capital intensive part of any endeavor. The second would be the core algorithm, which I worked on for a long time. And it's just an extension of the knowledge that I gathered during my undergrad. So yeah, that works. It's an optimization algorithm wherein you input the decentralized data that you got and try to optimize a network of charging stations and try to deploy an EV fleet and test its efficiency. The third part would be the user interface, which could be the most important part when dealing with customers on a major scale. And I built a basic UI for that as well, wherein you have a map simulation and you see the optimization happening on screen in front of your eyes. So it gives a feel to a non-technical user about what goes on behind the scenes without actually looking at the code.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for the details, Sayesh. There's a question from the team, I guess, which is, what was the major challenge you got while building the project to Aditya? I don't know. I think one of the Adityas can take it.
Gupta. It's Gupta.
The major challenge, it might be kiddish, but the major challenge for me was procuring OpenAI API key. Rest all, I would say sleepless nights went in to know more about the concept. It's a concept now available for everyone to see. It's purely a RAG. Under the hood, if you see, it's purely a RAG architecture. that is retrieval augmented generation, wherein you extract all the data, chunk it, store it in a vector database, and then query it to get the most similar chunks, and then pass it to any of the AI model to provide you the most capable answer. So yeah, to answer the question, I would say only OpenAI API key.
That's understandable. Yeah. Anybody wants to add anything?
Yeah. So this project, like, we already had all the skills we require. Like, me and Aditya were already working in this field, like, for building products for AI for past 7 to 8 months. So we already had knowledge about all the functionalities we need and all the concepts we need. We already had the basic understanding of that. It's just we need to make all the pieces together. So it wasn't 2 week work, but it was like 7 to 8 months of learning.
Another follow-up question looks like, any USP in the RAG?
Yeah, if you see, RAG, I would say, is being used in multiple scenarios. But if we're talking about the USP, I would say the use case where we tried to apply RAG to, that is actually the USP. Like how we tried to solve the problem of the organizations to look at their financial data.
And maybe the problem. Yeah,
you can say how it can, RAG makes it much more specific, you know.
Okay.
That could be its USP as well.
Yeah. Basically, we all know how RAG works and how AI works. And the USP that we can create is through the channel that we create and through the features that we implement using those technologies.
And the question for Sayash, how are you going to build upon the project further?
I do intend to improve the performance of the algorithm. I'm a research aligned person, so that would be my core focus. And my final goal is to get it out in the public domain as a research paper so that others have access to it and they can build upon it to create their own novel ideas and then try to remove the duplication of efforts there.
So do you have any statistic on how it is today? I mean, how many times you did speak about it during the chat we had. So how is it today and how is it better than the existing algorithm?
So it does perform in the range of 80 to 90% better than the algorithms being used in the industry. Most of them are heuristic algorithms, which means they approximate a solution so as to save time. So there's always a time to precision trade-off. My algorithm tries to balance that, and I've basically converted a graph approach into a mathematical formulation using cuts and slices, and that cuts down on the time taken and does not sacrifice the performance or the accuracy in any way.
Yeah, I think in the Indian scenario and probably even in global scenario, right, I think you have to also think of how it can be integrated into a what you call as a smart city environment, right? It's not just for, in a smart city environment, it's a much bigger connected ecosystem, right? And what needs to be done to get more data, more relevant data, and make it rich using the insights that might come, right, in such a scenario. That could be another thought. Yeah.
I mean, the more connected parts and modules that we have, the more complex the problem becomes. Again, it's a matter of expanding the algorithm, trying to put in more constraints there and see how the relationships between each modules look like. I believe it will take some time and some amount of effort, but it is not impossible. And scalability would be an issue, but it's not something that we can't tackle.
Yeah.
There's also a question here which says, how secure and faster is the product and any benchmarking done with other products in the market? This could be an open question to both teams, but Sayash, you can go at it first and then perhaps the CADEX team.
Okay, sure. So, I mean, companies won't disclose their private algorithms that they use, right? So the only benchmarks that we have are those in the public domain, that is research paper or state-of-the-art algorithms. Comparing with the heuristic algorithms, mine does perform around 80% faster, as I mentioned, on the lower side. And it does not sacrifice on the final optimized solution either. So seems to be going in the right direction. And yeah, that is one check that we need to put in place when developing any algorithm, if it is affecting its accuracy or precision in any manner. Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you, Sayesh. Decadex team, you want to answer that? We have 2 minutes.
For Indian, I would like to say that for securing the data, we have tried to implement a PII system. So I think for our level, that is like to provide a good security to the data. And as per the benchmarking, and a great USP that we feel about the product is our response time and our RAG application. So I think Aditya can continue this part and explain the RAG part one.
Yes. So for the response time, like if you see any of the RAG pipelines available right now, they are also most of the companies are able to do what we are doing over the hood using any other AI models available. But still, not everyone has done the same thing which we are trying to stream the responses. Like my teammate Mayank found out how we can stream all the responses directly from the AI, like third-party AI tools, and that was actually a great winner for us to have it on board.
Yeah, maybe so basically in the back,
and that too without sacrificing the time.
Understood. Yeah, but thank you guys. Thank you so much. Apologies, Mayank. Sorry for that. But I think we have reached the end of it. I really appreciate all your time. Any last words, Rajneesh?
No, I think it was an exciting journey for us. We want to definitely take it forward in the next year as well. Looking forward to continue to stay in touch with all of you and see what we can do together. But also looking forward to the next episode of Global Hackathon, where we want to make sure we are bringing in newer ideas and working and enabling newer innovators to create those states for them to take it to the next stage. Thank you, everyone, and congratulations once again for the win.
Thank you.
Thank you all, and fantastic work, guys. All the very best. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you all.